Is it Mike?
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
How you doing?
Good, good. I spoke with you last month about putting Granite Peak General Contracting on the first page of the Google search results. You asked me to call you back today. Said to follow up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, how have things been?
Things going good.
Good. It's rainy still, though, huh?
We got a little break now, but
yeah,
not too bad.
We're in Orange County, so we pretty much have the same weather. That's what I was wondering.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, right now the sun's out. We're supposed to get in rain here.
A couple of days. Yeah. It's like 60 and sunny right now, it says. So I was just kind of wondering if it stops going north or if it's been getting worse up there.
So what was the charge for the service to get it?
I offered you a discounted pricing structure. So it was $249 on a month-to-month basis.
And then what's like the, how do you guarantee that's like I'm getting what I'm paid for?
Yeah, so we're a premier Google partner. We're right next to the Southern California Google headquarters here in Newport Beach. Like if you go 405 mm-hmm. south, like exit Jamboree, right there. You can't miss it. It's like right on the side of the freeway. But yeah, we're partnered with Google. So, you know, the verifications that we do are advanced verifications, and then we would conduct the optimization. They would know you're working with a Google partner. The Google partners always get placement because Google's getting paid directly from the work that we do. So about 85% of Google's income comes from the Google partners and the guys that we sign up and maintain their placements on the first page. So it's like a digital billboard, paid advertising.
Yeah. I've gotten probably like 60 phone calls. And mm-hmm. everyone's a Google partner, and everyone, you know.
There are a couple of Google partners. There are a couple of them.
Yeah,
I
would say, think so.
Yeah. Why do you keep, like, turning them down? Why aren't you moving forward with it?
Because right now, like, the stuff I'm bidding on,
mm-hmm.
that I'm pretty busy bidding right now, so I'm just trying to keep my monthly expenses down so I start getting, you know, bigger jobs.
Right.
We got more, right now I got more money going out than coming in, so I'm just trying to keep it flow.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely help with that. Are you still doing Home Advisor?
No, I stopped doing that.
Okay, good. I know we discussed that last time. They're kind of a scheme, you know, where they buy leads off of Google. So like they do this kind of marketing for themselves, like for the Home Advisor listing, and then they sell the leads to like five of you at a time. They charge all of you whether you get the jobs or not. So this is different. You know, we'd be putting you up there independently. So we let the customers, you know, see your business name, address, phone number. They call you directly off the first page as a live call. So a lot more opportunities because there's actually more people searching on Google directly and calling people off Google directly. Then going through the pay-per-lead service. Usually the guys that go through those systems as a homeowner, you know, you're kind of price shopping. You know, you're just looking for, you know, whichever guy is going to give you the best deal in your mind. Home Advisor paints you all out to be quality contractors. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got 11 leads with them and was only actually able to bid one project. So.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, you got to jump all over them, you know. And then the thing is, too, like, they make it out like it's your guys' fault. That's what I don't like about that service because they're like, oh, you got to jump all over it. And it's like, but you sold it to five people and you send it to me 2 hours later. So
Yeah. You're
not exactly helping me when you're charging me and then, you know, delaying my ability to get a hold of them. So but we don't do any of that. We don't come in between your clients. We don't send the leads to your phone. You know, we just let the customers call you off the first page as a live call. So you get, you know, live human beings on the line. You know, your time's only going to be used on real opportunity, not chasing down leads and disputing charges and things like that. You know, the $249 covers the whole month of service. So there's no additional lead fees, click fees, call fees that pop up on you there.
And then you sent me something on your guys'
Yeah, I've sent you a few things. We've talked a few times.
Yeah, I remember. Hold on.
Yeah, I've been pretty adamant about following up with you over the last couple months. Yeah, here, let me see if I could refresh the text field here.
As far as, like, did you send anything to my email address, my company email address?
I don't think I sent it to your email. I think we went over a text that I sent over to you. I could send you the email, though, if you're near a computer. Are you near a computer?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that and make it easier to read. I just retexted you my direct number and extension, but what's your email address?
It's Mike at GranitePeakGC.com.
GC.com. Okay. Oh, I did have your email in here, so I must have sent you something at some point. It did pop up as oh yeah. Okay. Here, let me resend this one to you. It says that I did email you before. Okay, let me see if I could find the exact one with the same quote, because then I can still give you the same pricing structure. I say I already sent it to you a long time ago. Yeah, so basically the thing that's been kind of holding you back is like, hey, you got a couple of people calling in, you don't know what's what.
Yeah, I was just kind of weighing out my options, and like I said, everyone's in the, you know, probably the same service. One was, which I couldn't, which rubbed me the wrong way completely, was 411 Locals, I think they're called.
Oh, yeah, they're in, I think, Riverside.
God dang it.
Yeah, different type of people.
No, she called up pretending that she was a customer looking for a kitchen remodel.
Oh.
And I'm like, you're looking for a remodel? And she said, yes, it's for my boss. I said, okay. And she puts me on her boss. And I'm like, who are you with? He's like, 411 Locals. I'm like, the lead, the SEO company? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you freaking shady fuckers.
Oh, my God. That is completely misleading.
Then he's like, do you speak Spanish? I said, no, then he hangs up on me.
What the heck?
It's comical.
He asked you if you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
And then he hung up?
Yep, I said no.
What the hell? Yeah, that's kind of weird. My dad lives up there in Carpinteria, not too far from you. And then he had the weather and stuff. He had this, I mean, it's been happening for years, but he always gets like this landslide in his backyard. He's like facing the train tracks. It's been an ongoing thing. I've had to rebuild this little project in his backyard like 3 times. He has like a little back house man cave that's been destroyed multiple times already over the last 10, 15 years. Okay, I sent that email to you though. It's titled Generate More Business with Google.
Yeah,
you got it. Okay, so if you click on that link, there's a couple of things I put in there. Our company's really well known. I mean, if you even you know, take a second and open up another browser and just type in Local Splash, you know, we've been around since 2004. There's thousands of quality reviews up there for us, but you spoke with a representative of mine, Tara, the first time I spoke with you, so that's why I kind of had it as from myself and Tara. But it goes over, like, all the pricing structures, you know, the websites. I offered you a custom website design, which is a pretty big deal. You still don't have a site?
No, I have a site.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Last time I spoke with you, you didn't have one. So you just recently built that?
Yeah, I was still under construction. My buddy was doing it for me.
Okay.
I had a fire hand, and then I hired a company to do it. But I still need to make some tweaks to it, but it's pretty, for the most part, pretty dialed in.
Yeah, let me take a look at it. What's the domain? Is it just Granite Peak General Contracting?
Yeah, GranitePeakGC.com.
Okay, let me check it out. But yeah, there's a couple of things in there. Just waiting for this to load up. It has, like, our A-plus rating with the BBB, our history since 2004, featured on NBC News, Inc. 500, some credentials. Oh, the site's not bad. I like this. This is cool. They did a good job. What would you change about it? What were you telling me you wanted to tweak?
Just something like the, like when you first look at it, I want that picture to be transparent, a little more transparent, like the logo, like in the middle.
Oh, gotcha. So you can kind of see the kitchen more in the background?
Yeah.
So just like a hard stamp?
Yeah, and then as you scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second.
You know, I noticed the loading speed's not that great for the mobile platform, but the I'm looking at it on my PC. It looks really cool, but I think it's because they have so many videos going on at once, so many moving pieces.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
It doesn't really have a responsive design. Maybe even simplify it a little bit more with the videos moving, turn them into stationary photos, increase the loading speed.
Yeah, so I kind of told them, like, the it needs the videos on where it has the about us.
Yeah, yeah, those ones.
To the right and left.
Yep. Yeah, those are the ones
scrolling
that
one
it down.
Like some of the project, a lot of the projects I've done, I like the scrolling one, that's fine.
Yeah, the bottom, I like that one too. Beautiful kitchen.
And then you click on services, that one I'm fine with. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with, yeah, just like little minor things.
Now you say you had more going out than coming in. That kind of raised an eyebrow to me. When was the last project you worked on?
Well, like my entire career, I might have mentioned to you, I was a senior vice president at Big Home Builders.
Yeah.
So I probably built like 5,000 homes.
Right.
And commercial, you name it.
Well, I'm just saying most recent Granite Peak.
Yeah, so Granite Peak, so this is new. This is my, you know, for working for myself. I've retired from the corporate life and just doing my own company. So I've been like a remodel and an ADU, but I'm still like bidding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, still getting everything set up, which I finally just got done. Like the, you know, website, you know, advertising and just networking. And
yeah,
that kind
you're
of
still
stuff.
Building it from the ground up.
We
talked to you for the first time about a month ago, actually. It was 227. So, I mean, really new.
I'm not talking, big dollars, but.
Yeah. It's always an investment when you're starting a company, you know. I try to explain that to people. There's very few industries where you can just, you know, become profitable over the course of the first year. Some of them take a year or two, just to really get into a profitable state. Anything worth having, you know, it takes time. But I think this would really accelerate profitability in getting jobs under your belt. And last thing you want to do is, go through this whole first year of, even if you're getting consistent projects, you know, not having your customers find you and then not having that, reputation being built, those reviews being written and verified and submitted. And, you know, those are all huge deciding factors for people when they're doing projects like you do. You know, I had, like I said, my dad, I've helped him with that project. You know, I helped him find those contractors. It was somebody that I've worked with previously. And, you know, we did a lot of vetting. They did a great job. Didn't have a problem with it. But, you know, we want to vet them. We want to see, you know, what you've done in the past, what your history is. You know, a lot of people say things, but we want to see, you know, before I go writing you a check. You know? So
yeah.
a lot of the credibility factor for me and our resources when making that decision was the online marketing and advertising. You know, you got to be able to look up reviews and hear it from other people. And you don't want to be the first guy, you know, doing the project. And I think that kind of might be a hindrance for you right now.
Yeah, I can always, you know, do this Google thing. You know, if I don't get any leads in the first few months, then you always just cancel, right?
Right, right. Well, if you notice, I mean, the pricing structure that I put you on, you know, it's half of what it normally costs. I did that for a reason. And then I also made it month to month where they usually ask for a two-month commitment. You'll see there in the fine print when you're first signing up. But we still recommend try it for at least 2 months when you're first starting your Google advertising just so that we have, because there is about a week and a half to 2 week like setup period there where we're verifying your listing and doing the optimization and submitting you to all the directories and, you know. But, you know, I put you in a position to where, you know, if you just wanted to try it out, you know, I minimize your investment and, you know, come in on a show improved basis. And I'm really confident, you know, if we could get you, you know, one or two jobs, realistically in the first month or two with the kind of work that you do, you know, that set us up for the long haul. And then obviously, you know, the more reputation builds up and peak time of the year coming around here in a couple months, and, you know, we'll be, you know, so that's really our goal. Our goal is to find somebody that we could work with for years, not months, but, that starts out on, you know, a show improved basis. So, I'm prepared to honor that pricing structure. You know, if that's something you're interested in moving forward with, we can do it at the $249, and I'll lock you in at that rate. So you decide to come back and continue to use it, it'll stay half price for as long as you choose to remain with us. And then who knows, maybe next time we have a bad storm, I'll call you up and have you do the project. Which it seems like it's getting worse and worse every year. So I don't know. I have to tell my dad. He's old. So he just kind of loves having that. But anyway, so that's neither here nor there. That's a future thing. But, I mean, if I could do that for you and get it going.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, it's a lot better than doing Home Advisor. You know, I was trying to convince you of that last time, but glad you got rid of them.
Well, I'll check it out. And like I said, if that generates some interest, I'll definitely, you know, if I find it worth it, then I'll stick with it.
Yeah, it will. I mean, I just want to put it bluntly. Like, if we can't get you a consistent flow of business, Mike, there's not a consistent flow of business in this service area. And there is, you know what I mean? You're covering, you know, based on the last time I spoke with you, Ventura, Camarillo, you know, up to Santa Barbara, Chatsworth, Westlake Village. You know, I know you said no Santa Monica, but a little bit of LA, right? Still, or no?
Yeah, like Santa Clarita, that area, like Agoura, Westlake, those are, I think those are got moved. I think those are LA County
we'll
have a Ski Valley.
We're gonna dive more into that during your client interview. So what I'll do is I'll create the account and I'll secure the listing with you and I'll submit it to Google.
Okay.
Google will send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your company until you get the little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. Now I can hide your address. I don't have to display your address or give people access to the turn-by-turn directions to you. Since you're working from home, you're usually going to them. But I do got to send that postcard to you. What's the street address that I can send it to you?
Yeah, I prefer to hide the address, just get what city and zip code I'm from. But
No, I got you.
All right. Cool.
I'll hide it. So what's the street address that I could send it to, though, just to verify? They had a 1690 Elliston over here.
Yeah, that'd be the one. That's my home office.
Okay. 93065?
Yep.
Simi Valley? All right. Let me go update you here. Okay. And then, what was your last name, Mike?
Houlihan. H-O-O-L-I-H-A-N.
Oh. Actually, I think there was some online listings that I found, for this number. Actually, it was under Houlihan Construction. So, that was you, right?
Yeah, DBA, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I was originally Houlihan Construction then.
It was originally Houlihan Construction before, and then you switched it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing we do on every account is a name, address, and phone number cleanup. So anything with this address and this phone number is going to get the updated name of Granite Peak General Contracting, even if it's not just on Google. So just to give you a heads up, if you're okay. Just making sure that
was my DBA, the state contract license board, it's under Granite Peak now as well.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then I did have the license here. It's nice that it's already on the website, so I don't have to verify it there. They could just run it. Update. All right, let me go ahead and attach your website to your Google profile. Okay, and then what's your – you just gave it to me. What am I thinking? Where's that email address? There we go. That email went through, right? Obviously, you were able to see everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Mike@granitepeakgc.com. Update. Okay. And is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah. I'm gonna eventually. I'll update that with some. I'll probably get like a call service.
Okay. I mean, we do offer Google Voice. You know, it's instead of you getting a whole separate phone for like $50-$60 a month, you know, they have a tracking number that the customers see, and then when it dials, when they dial it, it forwards in real time to this current line, but it'll have the caller ID on there letting you know that it's a call coming from your Google listing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that way you know it's a lead and not just like a general call, bill collector or something, or somebody trying to sell you something.
They can, that can be connected to my website?
Yeah, it can. Cool. Can have it attached to your site. I mean, we don't have access to your site, so you'd have to contact your website provider and tell them to switch the phone number out. But I can request the Google Voice number if that's something you want to do.
So basically, it's just the Google Voice number is just a number that they'll call. It's not my cell number, but it's a different number.
Yeah, but it forwards to your cell. Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. It forwards to it in real time. So it'll ring straight to your phone, but the phone number they're seeing and dialing will be separate. It'll still have local prefix, but at least that way.
Is that a free service?
I think Google Voice is like $12 a month. Let me just verify. Hold on one second here. While I wait for him to get back to me on that, I'll set this up. Hold on one second here. Okay, how do you want your hours of operation?
Let's put that 8 to 5. 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay. You could switch these out, too. I sent you my direct number and extension, so if you feel like you want to swap them, just let me know. See a quick fix. Are you going to go Monday through Friday, or... You work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. And go Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, it looks like he saw the message. I'm just waiting for him to get back to me here. Okay, he's typing. For the number, zero, greeting is 39. Oh, yeah. So the number itself is free. He said if you wanted to have, like, a greeting attached to it, though, like, let's say it went to voicemail and you didn't answer, I'll have, like, a separate greeting that they attach to it. I think it's just a one-time payment of $39 if you want to add the greeting. But the number, getting the number itself, we won't charge you anything for it.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Okay. So that's something you want, though, right? I'll add it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please. So I can go on my website and just change it and have that.
Yeah, well, we got to get it from Google first. Yeah. So let us get it and give it to you, and then you can contact him. Well, there you have it. Okay. I'm sure we'll probably have it ready by the end of your client interview or tomorrow. Please provide Google tracking number. All right, let me go ahead and submit. All right. All right, so I got your business profile created. The client interview typically takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. This is where they interview you just to customize your campaign. So they'll go over all the services you offer just to make sure we're listing you properly. They'll go over the service area again. I have heavily notated this account since the first time that I spoke with you, so they have a good idea on your service area, but just to be even more specific, make sure we're not missing anything there. And then just kind of pick your brain. You know, make sure everything's looking how you want it to look. So I don't want you getting calls from people that are not in the right areas of asking for a service that you might not do. That way you're not wasting your time on those. But what's a good time where I can have a technician contact you and walk you through a client interview?
Today, wait, hold on.
Well, actually, so if we want to do it today, I'd have to schedule it between 3 and 4. That's the only slot for today.
Oh, yeah. No, tomorrow's going to my calendar real quick.
Okay. Yeah, and then we're here 7 to 4 tomorrow.
I have tomorrow open.
Okay.
Yeah,
morning. You, You're a morning guy?
Anytime. Anytime after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I have an appointment in the morning.
Okay. I could schedule like a 9 to 10 or 10 to 11.
9 to 10 is perfect.
Okay. Perfect. And I'll send you a calendar invitation to your email address. And then there's also an automated text message that'll come through 1 hour prior just to remind you as well.
Okay. Cool. All
right, perfect. Let me go ahead and boom. All right. So I got the profile set up here. Let me just send you this invitation. Okay, bam, bam. All right, Mike. And then, obviously, Mike is short for Michael, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I assumed, but I'll always call you Mike, but I just want to make sure, because this is a write-off for you. I just want to make sure it has your legal name on it. Everything matches up there. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that? Okay. It's going to be Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both?
Granted, P&L, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
With a name on it, but it's got the company name on it.
All right. Perfect. Boom. And then the billing address is the same as the street address they're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, 4246.
4246.
3153.
3153.
5314.
5314.
4783.
4783. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
January 2028.
Okay, January 2028, and then 3-digit code on the back.
802.
Okay, you're going to get a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. Usually takes about 60 seconds to come through. While we're waiting for that to come through, I want to verify your security question. So you have 3 options for your security question. This is to verify identity if you, one of my reps calls you and you're not sure about it, or vice versa, you know, if you call in and maybe it's a lady or it doesn't sound like you. We'll verify. So you have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
What are the wife's? Or no, did you say mother's or wife's?
Yeah, mother's maiden name. Yeah, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Could be your mother's maiden name.
Maybe mother's maiden name, though.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Mike?
It is S-N-E-F-R-I-D, Snefrid, Hansen.
Okay, S-N-E-F-R-I-D. Okay, and it asked me to re-verify answer. S-N-E-F-I-R-D?
No, S-N-E-F-R-I-D.
That makes more sense. Okay, S-N-E-F-I-R-D. Wait, what?
Hansen. Or just, it just needs one name? One.
Yeah, it just needs one.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, my goodness. It's saying answers don't match. Here, let me, can you say it one more time? I'm sorry, I'm trying to do it blind. It codes it out. Okay, S-N-E-F.
R-I-D.
R-I-D. Okay. Smarter this way if I just type it out and then copy and paste it into both boxes, because keeps coming back as answers don't match, but it doesn't let me see how the first one was typed in. There we go. All right, so saved. Now they got it. All right, perfect. And then there's a voice verification here. Now, the voice verification is more an added form of protection for you because of the discounted pricing structure that I had you on. It was a quote I gave you last month, and then I'm just overriding it, honoring it. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or if you don't understand it, just stop me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Slash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Granite Peak General Contracting, LLC.
Thank you. Do you want the business name to say LLC?
Yes.
Okay, let me update that, because I just had you as Granite Peak General Contracting on here. Let me change
it. Yeah, I have to advertise it as LLC.
Yeah, it looks more professional that way. LLC is a good thing to have. All right, so let me go ahead and update. There we go. Perfect, and that's why we do this. And it says, please state your name and title within the company.
Michael Houlihan, President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
All right. So I know what you're currently doing. That's fine. I mean, if you want to keep using any of the stuff that you already have, that's at your own discretion. It's just more so after today, double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you, or you don't want you to duplicate anything.
Yeah, like I signed up for Yelp. That was free.
Yeah.
So it's free, but yeah, if you want to add like your logo, you pay like $2 a month or all the little add-ons.
I'm not a big fan of Yelp, but it's a good thing to have when you have, if it just has like your name, address, and phone number on it verified. You know what I mean? That way everything matches up with everything else online. It's more just kind of like a credibility thing, making sure that's valid information, but we don't really recommend Yelp. Yelp has been caught doing some fishy stuff where they kind of blackmail you. They'll put your negative reviews up there, and then they'll make you pay to have them removed or to put your good ones up. So kind of
Yeah,
it's a unique spin on some things. I think they're the only company that I've ever heard of doing crazy stuff. I know Pay-Per-Lead's one thing, where I'm like, but Yelp just full on blackmails people.
A friend of mine owns a big block wall company, and
His
brother uses Yelp, and he gets a lot of work from Yelp. So I'm like, I'll give it a try.
It's useful. I love Yelp. I use it mostly for food places. I have the app. So I like checking the menu from there. You actually get a picture of it. Or like when I'm traveling, I'll check out the reviews on the airliner, things like that. So that way I know.
Yeah, I don't know how many people use it for. I think the majority of people use it for mainly restaurants in their area.
Yeah. Yelp's big for restaurants. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I figured, it's free. It's not going to cost me anything. So I'm like,
that's a good mindset to have, too. I mean, if it can't hurt, then you only have everything to gain from it. $2 really isn't much either. So, but we won't duplicate that. So we know you have that. It's just more so like if you're going to add anything after today, give us a heads up. We won't duplicate stuff you already have. We'll just fill the holes on it and work around it. We don't want to have two of them floating around.
All right.
And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 28th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I actually had you quoted on a Pro previously. I upgraded you to Platinum. The difference is the Platinum has Facebook advertising. So I don't know if you already have a pre-existing Facebook business profile. I didn't actually look.
Not yet.
No, it's good. We'll create one for you. They do a biweekly posting on there, and they're going to run Facebook ads for you through there. We're in the process of becoming partnered with Meta as well. We've already been partnered with Google for the last 8 years, but Meta is planning on doing some big things with Google itself, so they're trying to get us to kind of get business owners that are on that platform on Meta for the metaverse virtual world that we're supposed to be advancing into. It's nonsense to me.
Cool.
Anyway, if we could get extra customers from it, get some extra eyes on it, then, why not? So it says the Platinum Package Bundle, $249. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 28th day, but it'll remain $249. So you're going to keep that pricing structure indefinitely. It does state you're not binded to a contract, so you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We do ask that you let us know before the next billing is due, though, just as a courtesy so we can stop your billing cycle if you are going to discontinue. I don't intend on losing you anytime soon, but full disclosure. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. So you should have received the welcome text message by now. There should be a text in there. It might say, like, Mike or Michael, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
It looks like you got something. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right, and there should be a link in there. It'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Yeah, I clicked on the link.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, and then this is going to have everything outlined in black and white, okay? And there's a hard copy of this in your email also with your invoice receipt. At the bottom, you got to sign off on it to accept the subscription terms. So this will have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then it'll ask you to agree to the subscription terms. Once you sign off on that, you'll get taken to a login page for your account dashboard and tracking system. They will send you a separate email at the end of your client interview with the login credentials. So that'll be tomorrow between 9 and 10.
Oh, you spelled Michael wrong.
Oh, was a non-traditional spelling?
Yes, you have an E-A-L, it's A-E-L.
Oh, gotcha.
A-E-L is the traditional.
I think A-E-L is the traditional, yeah. Maybe I zoomed through it a little quick there. My apologies. Don't sign that. I'm going to fix it.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second here.
Yeah, it said it doesn't match, so it didn't sign.
Okay, perfect. I want it to
match. You hold one minute?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm back.
All right, no problem. That was actually perfect timing. It gave me time to just get this initial invoice and receipt corrected for you. So you should have the updated one now with the proper spelling.
So when it says username and password, is that for a new one, or do I have a...
No, yeah. So at the end of your client interview tomorrow between 9 and 10 o'clock, they're going to send you a temporary username and password, and you could change it to whatever you like. They'll also send you a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use the account dashboard and tracking system, and they'll send you a link to the downloadable app if you want to have it on your mobile device. That way you can monitor it if you're out and about as well. It's a very useful tool, especially when you have the tracking number that we're going to provide for you. If you're missing phone calls, it'll identify not just that it's a potential prospect that called you from the Google listing, but it'll have like the zip code that they searched from. So that way you know like what area, and then they'll also have the service that they looked up or keyword that they typed in to find you. So you'll know like what area they are and what they were looking for, and then you can return their call. So. Very useful tool. Yeah, you could also request your Google reviews through there and also monitor your billing with us through there. So that's a very useful all-around tool if you're somebody like yourself where, you know, you're running a lot of the things on your own. You don't have somebody in-house answering phone calls, things like that. That'll really help you.
Great.
All right. So that concludes our initial setup process. You know, I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You know, my stance remains the same as it's been over the past month. You know, this is the best thing you could do for your business. So I'm looking forward to proving that to you. I sent you my direct number extension. It's also at the bottom of the email that I sent to you. And then you want to save that because that's how you get a hold of me directly. It's the same as a customer service line, but you got to hit extension 544.
Okay. Great.
Okay. So that way, if you want to talk to me direct, you can talk to me direct. And then there's also 24/7 customer service because I'm only here 7 to 4 Monday through Friday. So if it's after hours, though, we still do have customer service available to you at extension 1, and that'll be attached to every text and email you get moving forward. If there is anything, even if it's outside of just what we have set in stone in our agreement that we can help you with, and you think it's something that'll help your business be successful, please let us know. You know, it's in our best interest. Like I said, we want to retain you as a long-term client, and the only way that's going to happen is if we're helping you make money, right? We're not going to make money unless you make money. So, you know, don't hesitate to ask if you have any questions, comments, concerns that'll help you be successful with your online marketing with us.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, cool. Enjoy the rest of your day. You know, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, I'm looking forward to working with you. And then I'll circle back with you tomorrow morning between 9 and 10, okay?
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon, Mike. All right. Bye.